The Hidden Life. On August 14, 1934, Joe Devlin joined the Society of Jesus as a novice with 8 St. Ignatius High School classmates. They entered a monastic, cloistered life, just as did Christ, who, after being found in the temple by Mary and Joseph, lived a hidden life until his public ministry began around the age of 30. Joe's first 7 years of Jesuit life were truly a hidden life. In his first 2 years, Joe learned the importance of personal spirituality. He made retreats, including the long 30-day retreat. He made the twice-a-day, hour-long meditations and spiritual reading and followed the structured sequence of the daily order, immediately responding to various bells. According to the Jesuit common rules, one puts the pen down in the middle of writing a letter of the alphabet to respond to the next order of the day. Outdoor work, housework, and recreation periods were part of the daily schedule, including the Master of Novices' morning exhortation. The October grape-picking season and their class project of building a Lord's shrine were healthy interruptions in the ordinary routine. On August 15, 1936, Joe pronounced his perpetual vows and moved to the juniorate side of the house for the classical Latin and studies in humanities. In 1938, Joe completed the juniorate studies and traveled to Mount St. Michael's in Spokane, Washington, for the 3 years of Thomistic philosophy. Joe learned the Thomistic approach and outlook, along with the principle of finality and the pursuit of truth. St. Thomas presented his opponent's philosophical arguments and then demonstrated his own viewpoint or the objective truth clearly contradicting his opponent's arguments. Joe applied this method in his own study of communism, which abounds in contradictions and the destruction of human freedom under the government's domination. Joe enjoyed his philosophical studies and wrote his thesis on communism to obtain his master's degree in philosophy. Joe's special interest in communism started at an early age, as his birth and the origin of communism occurred in the same year. He became fully aware of the dialectic, materialistic, atheistic, and socialistic content of Marxism advanced by Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels and adopted as the official Soviet philosophy. Joe realized the depths of its depravity, which takes away all human rights and private property and makes man the tool or slave of the state. Its evils were dramatically manifested by the millions of inflicted state deaths or executions that occurred in Russia and China as those countries imposed communism on their people. Joe wrote later that communism was the worst evil in the history of mankind. Since communism destroyed all freedom, Joe always opposed it as a form of government and under any form in which it was disguised, such as liberation theology. For recreation, Joe liked the winter sports. Being proficient in ice skating, he added jumps over barrels and enjoyed competitive ice hockey. With other philosophers, he enjoyed basketball, football, and swimming, as well as a few summer weeks vacation at Twin Lakes, Idaho. In the winter, when the lakes froze over with a few feet of ice sealing the lake, a group of the philosophers cut blocks of ice to be stored for their summer use. Thursdays were the philosophers' picnic break days to leave the House of Studies. On Thursday, the young philosophers enjoyed a distance picnic hike or other activities in the region. When Joe's family traveled to visit him, they invited his California classmates for picnics at the Frascati Cabin, a short distance from Mount St. Michael's. The Devlin and Toner families of Spokane also became lifetime friends. In 1941, Joe returned to California as a Jesuit scholastic and taught at Jesuit high schools for his regency period before going on to the study of theology. Joe taught mathematics at St. Ignatius High School in San Francisco, and when Loyola High School needed a math teacher, Joe moved to Los Angeles for the next 2 years. Joe's extracurricular activities included coaching football, basketball, and later track teams, along with coaching youngsters for speech contests. In 1944, after a happy teaching and coaching regency, Joe began his studies in theology at Alma College, a pontifical accredited college hidden among the redwoods in the Santa Cruz Mountains, just 5 miles south of Los Gatos, California. Those Jesuits who, like Joe, had been very active in their Regency years found it difficult in their first year of theology to be cloistered once more and to be solely absorbed in books instead of people's lives. They were immersed in theology and moral courses in preparation for their ordination as priests. After 3 years of theology, on June 11, 1947, Joe Devlin was ordained a Catholic priest in St. Mary's Cathedral in San Francisco. After ordination, Joe was allowed on weekends to perform the function of a priest to hear confessions, to say Mass, and to preach at parishes until he finished his fourth year of theology. He would then be assigned to the active ministry life of a Jesuit priest.